الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين ولا إياه. أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا طائركم معكم إن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسبا لذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما اعتمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضايا واسع الكرم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazal karam we find ourselves existing in this world, and it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness upon us that Allah ta'ala makes shower his mercy upon us. Otherwise, insan, we are totally useless, we can't even move one finger without the kindness, without the help and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are myself, we are such that we are supposed to be drowned in the earth. But we find still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with extreme blessings, extreme kindness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one great quality of Allah ta'ala is Kareem. And who is Kareem? Allah ta'ala reminds us in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. That insan, I made you, and I made you the best of all creation. And what has given you deception of your Rabb, who brought you into existence? And why? Not because you deserve to be in existence. Not because you deserve everything of yours must be just going right. You are Mr. Somebody. No, whatever of yours goes right, it is only through the fazl and karam of Allah Ta'ala, who is Kareem. Alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduni istihqaqin. That great being who favors us without deserving it in the least, but that is Allah, that is Kareem. Alladhi yatafaddalu alayna fawqa ma natamanna bi. That great being who favors us more than what we can even imagine. We have great hopes, but when we see Allah Ta'ala's favors, it's far beyond our hopes, far beyond our imagination. Alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduli sawa'in sa'as. Sawalin wa minnati. Allah Ta'ala is that great being who favors us without even begging Allah Ta'ala, without even asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who of us today made dua of Allah, let my heart be functioning properly, let my lover be functioning properly, and let my whatever. We don't even think of those things, and we take it for granted. But the machine that is working the most in the world is this human machine, and nobody is even supervising it. All sophisticated machines in the world, even if it is what today's technology, even if it is computerized, somebody has to press the buttons, somebody has to be checking it, etc. This machine, which is the most sophisticated machine in the world, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that Allah Ta'ala just makes it function. And like our Shaykh says, we don't have tawfiq to say Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, you are so kind. Oh Allah, you have given me existence. Oh Allah, you have given me so much favor, so much bounty, so much ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas myself, particularly my own lessons I have to take, that we are, myself, we are such that we deserve to be falling into the earth. How long Allah Ta'ala could have destroyed us? One day a great pious personality, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami Rahmatullah Alayh, going for Jummah namaz, and with all his murideen, and such a great sheikh of the time, and imagine the imam, the khatib, going to make Jummah namaz, what is shan, as he's walking past one flat, one lady from the top throws ash down, and it falls on him, and he says, Alhamdulillah. Murideen says, myself, we lift up our sleeves and say, what's wrong with this woman? And we'll go to town and start swearing and performing. We forget who we are, whether the Allama of the time, whatever. So the Hazrat said, Alhamdulillah. Murideen said, Hazrat, is this the time to say Alhamdulillah? Said, she saw you. It looks like purposely she threw this. Hazrat says, Alhamdulillah, Bayezid is that person that Allah Ta'ala is supposed to throw burning coal on his head. Allahu Akbar. These are the people who know reality. If Allah can just give me understanding to realize reality. And we should understand and realize one great quality is tafweez, that we hand our matters over to Allah. We make our arrangements, whatever we need to make, but don't put our trust in the arrangements. And if we hand our matters to Allah Ta'ala, jo Allah kare so khair kare. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does for us, we will be happy. We insan, naturally your heart will feel, oh, this obstacle came, that obstacle came. But immediately we should realize any obstacle comes in our way, myself particularly, the first main thing is hamara guna, it's our sins. Our sins are the obstacles that persist. Then the pious servants, they're there, obstacles come. Allah Ta'ala wants to raise their stages, etc. But a useless person like myself, Allah Ta'ala brings these obstacles to give us realization that, oh, don't think you must be somebody. Make tawbah, make istighfar, turn to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Akbar, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, man lazim al istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja, wa min kulli hammin faraja, wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. Whoever makes istighfar incumbent upon himself, important part of his life, Allahu Akbar. Our dada, our Shaykh Hazrat Shah Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazil Ali, we make dua, Allah Ta'ala keep Hazrat afiyat, salamat, aman. Hazrat supposed to be with us on the safar also, but the nizam of Allah Ta'ala, whatever Allah decrees, we should be happy with it. That Allah Ta'ala didn't make it that Hazrat Rozi was Zatanya, he couldn't manage to come on the safar, but Hazrat Tawajju, Hazrat's focus, Hazrat's concern is here with us. So Hazrat says, one day I phoned my Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and I said, Hazrat, these days, whatever I do, any ibadat, bayan, it just comes on my tongue, astaghfar, astaghfar. So Hazrat says, you are fortunate, you are on the highways of Jannah. You are flying to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So astaghfar, to seek and what consciousness, astaghfirullah, ya Allah, please forgive me. How you gave me such an honorable opportunity, and I just wasted my opportunity. So when a person acknowledges, Ilahi la tu'azibni, fa inni muqirrum billadhi qad kana minni. Oh Allah, please, I am worthy of punishment, but please don't punish me. I acknowledge I am the most, you, biggest sinner on the face of the earth, oh Allah. But please, Allah loves that of His servants. And Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes down, hopefully upon such people. So Allah give us tawfiq to realize that whoever makes istighfar incumbent upon him, then ja'ala Allah lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja. From the most crucial situations you are, you find yourself in a difficult situation, you see Allah just opens the road, Allah makes makhraj, Allah opens the way for you. Wa min kulli hammin faraja, you insan, you're going to get worried, parishan, now the situation, what's going to happen? You see Allah Ta'ala remove that parishani from you. And you get, Allah Ta'ala makes it ease. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ هَيْسُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And on top of that, not only that Allah Ta'ala forgives you, makes it easy, Allah gives you rozi from sources you can't think of. You never dreamt of that, my rozi is written here. So this is the kindness, the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, insan, when I have created you, and solely and only out of the demand of my mercy, and because I am kareem, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. What have given you deception to be unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Allah showers in such a way, the fourth tafsir, our Dada Sheikh, and just I've learned from our illustrious Sheikh Adman Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasul Ali, otherwise a useless person like me, what can we say? His only Hazrat Fazal Karam, or Allah Ta'ala's Fazal Karam, the tawajjuh of the pious servants, that Hazrat taught us the fourth tafsir, Allama Alusi Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali mentions with regard to Kareem, Alladhi yatafadhalu alayna biduni khawfin ayyan fadama indahum. That great being who favors without the slightest fear that if I give this banda, my treasures will get depleted. And now I only got so much. Our Hazrat gives a beautiful example with regard to this. He says, generally, particularly in the time of Ramadan Sharif, there's so many people, so many organizations, all need to carry on their work, and the system of Allah is so unique. Allah has chosen certain people, Allah has given them knowledge of deen, they are the helm of affairs, but it is dunya, you need asbab, so you need means. Allah has given certain people businesses, and fortunate are those people who use their business for the fikr of deen. So they can't give bayans like the ulama, but they give their few rents. They getting the same reward, where the ulama gets there. One person sits in one bayan, 20, 30 people get hidayat, and then it carries on, progenies. That person's bank account is open all the time. So if we want to earn like the great ulama-i-kiram, then we should open our hearts and spend. So like in Ramadan Sharif now, even a big businessman, he's got his list. That normally he knows that every year for 50, 100, 200, 300 people are coming. And this is my, so he writes down so many. Now when he sees, hey, this year there's more people coming. So now he has to cut down his amount. Then towards the end, last week of Ramadan, more people are coming. He says, "Bhai, now my budget is closed. You know, I budgeted extra this year. And I try to give everybody, but please make me maaf. Come later in the year." So what Allah Ta'ala is not like. Allah Ta'ala says the whole world can get together. All of you on one open field and ask me for whatever you need. And I fulfill all your needs and 10 times more than that. It won't diminish my treasures to the degree that you put your needle in the ocean and take out that needle. What can that needle take out from that ocean? Just vapor, not even water. Not even so much will diminish from the treasures of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that is how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That without deserving it in the least, but Allah ta'ala just showers His favors upon us. But insan, Allah ta'ala says, oh insan, you take a lesson from the animals. You, I give you all my favors, yet innal insana li rabbi la kanut. Insan, you are ungrateful to Allah rabbul izzat. Wa innahu li hubbil khayri la shadeed. And then, for good things of dunya, and sadly, if our minds are limited, for us we think goodness is only of things of dunya. If I get a new car, hey, now Allah is happy with me. I get a better house, I get a better position. Those are the secondary ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Qadi Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned that the ni'mats of Allah are unlimited, countless. As Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the ayat of the Quran Kareem, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, if all of you get together, the plural Allah is used, that is the whole of mankind, from the first personality, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right till the last human being that comes, and all the jinnat also, all your technology, all your resources, all your brains, whatever I give you, and all that is Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's favors upon us. But all of you get together and do what? Ta'uddu, count. And count what? Ni'mat Allah. One favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh Hazrat Shah Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasul Ali explains that one is one. Why did Allah Ta'ala say all of you get together and count one favor? Allah is impressing upon our minds that insan, if you just ponder that in one favor of mine, there are billions of favors. That you won't even reach the surface. All of you will get exhausted. Your resources, everything will come to an end. You won't even reach the surface of one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's favors, Allah Ta'ala's karam and kindness and ihsan upon us is beyond our imagination. But Allah Ta'ala says that you are ungrateful. Kaleelam min ibadiyash shakur. Very few are those that make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even those few that make shukr, we make very little shukr. So Allah ta'ala says, and on the other hand, we want وَإِنَّوْ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. We want all the goodness of this world. And as I was explaining, Qari Tayyab sahab rahmatullahi used to say, the ni'mat of Allah are unlimited. But ulama have categorized it into two categories. One is the zahiri ni'mat, and the other is the batini ni'mat. The zahiri ni'mat, he says, those which you can see, all the things of dunya which you need, your clothing, your food, your body, your cars, etc. All these are the outward ni'mat. He says, these ni'mat are great favors of Allah, but these are not so special favors, because thus you see, Allah gives to all and sundry. Those who don't believe in Allah, those aliyazu billah people who swear Allah ta'ala aliyazu billah, Allah blesses them also. Allah ta'ala is so kind, so kareem. Somebody just says a bad word for us, we want to curse that person. And we want he must be destroyed, same thing. What we see in the world happening, that we making dua, Allah destroy all the kafirin. Immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem, Allah ta'ala is haleem. And that great being who's got such a quality, who's so tolerant, Kareem is that great being. Alladhi la yu'ajjalu bil uquba. Allah doesn't, is not in a hurry to punish anybody. Allah will give you time till your last moments. And look at in the time of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved of Allah, what trials and tribulations. People, what didn't they cause harm to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? A personality that before he caused such harm to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chewing the leather of the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he first mutilated the body, took out that leather, gave it to another personality, a woman, Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha. Before that she wasn't radiallahu anha. She offered the price, bring me the leather. In front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she's chewing it. Can you imagine the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatul lil alameen, the softest heart you can get, yet a man of steadfast and a fellow of steadfastness. That Allah beside Qasida Burda says, when it comes to the problems that face Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is stronger than the zamana. How the time changes, the weather changes, the wind blows, the strong trees also can't take that wind. Buildings also fly, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a pillar of steadfastness. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't just make baddua, that oh Allah, what difficulties, wow, what they are doing to me. But such a person also, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam still made dua for them. That oh Allah, give them hidayat. We, Allahu Akbar, somebody just tells us two words, or somebody just caused little harm to us, we want him to be destroyed. He must be totally finished in front of us. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with tolerance, and this is the quality of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us taqallaqu bi akhlaqillah. That creates, as Hazrat Mufti Sahib was explaining to us just now, that our deen is not just lopsided. We just come read our namaz, tahajjud, everything. On the other side, we can't even tell somebody a good word. We can't even overlook somebody and ask, okay, he said this, let me take my own stock. If somebody tells you a bad word, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, people used to read out Hazrat's letters. His khadims, Hazrat used to say, read out the letters sometimes. So there were sometimes certain people used to write very bad remarks with regard to Hazrat. Then they keep quiet. Hazrat say, no, read that out also. Say, Hazrat, it's not appropriate for us to read it. Hazrat says, no, read it, it's for my Islam. When a person says a word to you, then check yourself. If it is not within you, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is within us, make our Islam. Ask Allah ta'ala to correct our life. But we, even the what is correct, we want to lift our sleeves. So look at the kindness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let to inculcate the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Shaykh teaches us, Allah ta'ala is not looking at amal, outward amal. Allah is looking at sifat. You'll find in the Quran Kareem, Allah ta'ala doesn't say, Inna Allah ma'al musallin, Inna Allah ma'al sa'imin, that Allah is with those who read salah, who perform salah, or who read their salah, or Allah ta'ala is with those who keep fast. Allah ta'ala has mentioned, Inna Allah ma'al sabirin, Inna Allah ma'al muhsinin, Inna Allah ma'al muttaqeen. Allah is with those who got the quality of sabr. Allah is with those who got the quality of ihsan, the quality of the presence of Allah all the time. They know Allah Ta'ala is with me. In any condition, Allah Ta'ala is with me. Those people who got taqwa, the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So these qualities we have to imbibe. And these qualities, you won't find them in the kitabs. You won't get them from the bayans. These qualities are, what we are coming to that second part of the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, are the batini ni'mats, the internal favors of Allah. These are so special that Allah has kept it in a special treasure that is in our heart. This treasure, nobody can steal it from you. And these batini qualities, these batini ni'mats of Allah, internal ni'mats, Allah doesn't grant it to all. Allah grants it to His special servants. We have to open our hearts and desire, oh Allah, I want those batini ni'mats. I want those special favors. And what is these special favors? The quality of iman. Then the quality of marifat, the recognition of Allah, the knowledge of deen. All this, it is in the heart of a person. And that person who's got these things, he doesn't have to look for a big safe. I must store my iman somewhere. Otherwise, dunya things, the more you got, you're going on safar. Now you worried, oh, where I'm going to park my car? Where I'm going to leave my money? Where I'm going to... And you can't even take all those things with you. How much can you take? And the more you got, the more problems, the more you have to worry of safe, the more you have to worry of security, etc. And the internal ni'mat of Allah, and the more you got, the more you're scared to spend. Whereas if you spend, the system of Allah Ta'ala is that the way Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us that ma naqasat malu abdim min sadaqah. That when you spend, you think you're giving away money, but your sadaqah, the barakat of that, doesn't make your money less, it increases your money. How Allah Ta'ala repletes it and gives you according to sincerity, you can't understand. But we just look outward. When our vision is small and we don't sit in the company of the friends of Allah, then the heart is still small. But when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, open-hearted to get their qualities in them, Allah Ta'ala says to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Alam nashrah laka sadra? Didn't we expand your heart for you? And what expansion of the heart of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That Allah Ta'ala is saying, Allazi anqadha dhahrak, that those things that could break your back, what conditions came to you, how people put you to the cliff, Allahu Akbar. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi went through all their difficulties. Close, right? Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala an. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to see all the difficult conditions of his uncle going through mutilation, etc. Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart was open and made dua for this. Today, these are those great personalities that all the awliya of the ummah can never reach. The highest caliber of wali of the ummah can never reach the lowest caliber of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So look at the kindness of Allah. Look at the mercy of Allah. When you turn and you make istighfar, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala wipes out that black heart that is totally rusted and black. Allah Ta'ala immediately makes it into a shining heart. Allahu Akbar. Look at that heart of Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha. Today it's not, this is to take a lesson we mentioned, but it's not appropriate, like our Shaykh says, you not to talk about the past life of the pious servants of Allah, but to take a lesson to remind ourselves that how merciful, how kind is Allah. And what was the way? That is the du'as of the great pious personalities. So we shouldn't be in a hurry just to make bad du'a for anybody. We should be saying, Ya Allah, forgive me and make shukr, O Allah. You have saved me from those qualities and grant the whole world hidayat. If there's no hidayat written for them, and they adamant of making zulam upon the ummah, then, O Allah, you take them to task. And you know what best to take them to task. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize and understand that we are loving solely and only and under the mercy of Allah. Through the demand of the mercy of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala's quality of Kareem, and Allah Ta'ala's quality of Haleem. Allah Ta'ala is so tolerant. How Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine the tolerance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we should be, myself, we should, the earth should be opening up and we should be drowning. But Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. That we, myself, we should think that I look at why, how many evil glances I'm casting. Immediately Allah can make me blind. But Allah gives me chance, and not only chance, Allah is Sattarul Ghuyub. Our Dada Shaykh Hadashah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when you get up in the morning, make this one shukr, that, Ya Sattarul Ghuyub. Oh Allah, you have covered all my faults. And don't just say, Ya Allah, you have covered my faults. Oh Allah, I know why you covered my faults. Because you, Ghaffarul Zunub, you want to forgive my faults. That is why you have covered my faults. And so much it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I covered your faults, whatever you did at night, even the haram, porn, etc. you are watching. You are watching a movie. I put a parda over you. Now if you go and tear that parda and tell your friends, hey, last night I watched this movie, you must also watch it. Now you tore the parda. Now you will disgrace yourself. It's not that Allah ta'ala disgraced you. Allah ta'ala doesn't disgrace anybody. Allah gives you chance and chance. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ Allah ta'ala is looking for excuses to forgive us. In the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. A person was caught for alcoholic and now the sazah, the penalty had to be given to him. So he made an excuse to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala that please Amirul Mu'mineen, first time I drank wine, forgive me, I won't do it again. Hazrat Umar radiallahu went into a rage and he got angry. He says, you're telling lies. It can never be the first time. Allah Ta'ala doesn't disgrace any of His servants the first time. Then he had to admit and says, gee, it's not the first time. It's not the second time. It's not the third time. It's more than three times. So he says, I knew that Allah Ta'ala will give you chance. Allah gives you time. When you go beyond the limits, like our Shaykh says so beautifully, you fill a glass with water, when you overfill it, it spills over, then waste it. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah ta'ala says, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ So many of our deeds, Allah just overlooks wholesale. But when we go beyond the limits, that is also Allah ta'ala's favor, Allah ta'ala's kindness. Allah withholds little water from us. Now we realize. And that also, if we realize, it is Allah's karam and fazal upon us. Otherwise, we just complain. With the complaint, we're still wasting the water. With the complaint, we're still not using the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way we're supposed to be here. We're supposed to be using. We're supposed to be realizing, begging Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, asking Allah ta'ala for His mercy. Then Allah ta'ala says, we'll open the doors of ease for you. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us are unlimited. Just to be existing, then to be an insan, a human being, what a great favor of Allah. Now to live up to that standard of being a human being, a person should realize that this human being is not just this outward body. A human being and everything in this world, the system of Allah is made of two parts. One is the body and one is the reality, the ruh, the soul. The whole world also. It's not just functioning of the infrastructures of the world. What the governments know about infrastructure, or the more they boast about infrastructure, that our roads now, we have expanded the roads, we have done this, but you see more problems, more accidents, more traffic jams, more problems in the world. And look at the infrastructure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala in the heavens, Allah ta'ala has made the orbits, the constellations, all the heavenly bodies, planets are rotating. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, show me, لَشَمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِقَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَلَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ Did you ever see not a split moment that the sun will clash with the moon? The moon will clash with the sun. Did you ever hear of accidents in the heavens, in the constellations? And those are huge, huge creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet it is functioning 100%. Precisely Allah ta'ala's system is so accurate and so precise that if today in Ascot the sun has set at that particular moment, 100 years before, go and see what time the sun has set. Exactly at that same split second. So Allah ta'ala's system is absolute and perfect. Man's system, the more we boast about it, the more it is we are failing. So exactly Allah ta'ala is reminding us that, remember, the whole system of the world, one is the outward system. Look beyond the outward system. One is the body of the world. What is the rule of the world? How is the world functioning? The world is not functioning by governments and just by the outward system, infrastructures. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ حَتَّى يُقَالَ فِي الْأَرْضِ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ that this world will function until there is one person also in the remotest village just taking the name of Allah. So what is the root of the whole world is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people become totally ignorant of Allah ta'ala, nobody making the zikr of Allah, now Qiyamah will come. So the root of the whole world is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many people think that these mashayikh, they just sit and make zikr. They don't go out in a part of Allah. So what, you just making your individual fikr? The zikr of Allah is the root of the whole world. And the zikr of Allah is that fikr that will bring life in the whole world. Bring life into our namaz also. One is the outward body of namaz. One is the ruh of namaz. Like our shaykh explained so beautifully in the last masjidist also. And our dada shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, has mentioned in one beautiful poem, Main aapka hu ya Allah, aur bas kisi ka nahi hu. I'm only yours, O Allah, and I'm not anybody else. So Hazrat says, see, that, and Hazrat further in the next couplet, Hazrat says so beautifully, that any place where I don't get your qurb, your closeness, it might be a station, that is, it might be a place where you even get reward. But if I'm not getting your closeness, your love, then that is not my station. So when we come to Salah, we're supposed to be getting the qurb, the closeness of Allah. We're supposed to be getting connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let myself, check myself, and all of us, if we take a lesson, Mubarak, but this lesson I'm giving, the sabak for myself, as Hazrat says, see, that we came for Salah, did we ever get connection and think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we came for Salah and we never thought of Allah, then that is not our station. That means we were not on the right station. So we have to see and check whether we are getting our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most important thing, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this concern, how I can be the proper slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see, when you love like the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala showers you with such favors. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that hadith Qudsi, Allah ta'ala says, tell my bandas, if they obey my commands, according to your sunnah, follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I will send them rains in the night when they will be fast asleep. They won't even hear the thunder and the noise, then they get frightened. They won't even know it rain. When they come out of their homes, they'll see the crops are beautiful. The crops have come out, and they'll see the beautiful grass and the flowers, then they'll realize rain has come down. But if they don't obey my commands, then the whole system of the world will go upside down. And sadly, where the problem lies, we don't look for it there. We don't see where is our problem and where is our solution. We want to look for it outside where it isn't. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, "Amalukum ummalukum." Your actions are your rulers and your leaders. Today we are swearing the governments, we are swearing all the different people, and we are saying they are oppressing us. Allah Ta'ala's system in the world, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. That Allah Ta'ala says, when you cause, Allahu Akbar, in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّي فَعَارَضْ عَنَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَا. Who can be a greater oppressor? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Who becomes unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. And who can be a more greater oppressor, that is reminded of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَعَارَضَ عَنَا. And he don't forget listening, he turns a blind eye. That these maulanas, they only know one thing. We must control our gazes. We must perform salah. They don't know what's happening in the business. They don't know how hot we are feeling. And what is the actual solution? We think that is not the solution. As a few days, last week or when it was quite hot, then the whole the hubbub was, it's too hot. How are we going to bear the heat, etc.? And on the radio stations also, asking for comments, how you bear the heat. And what few people gave real solutions, the one person said, which is the actual solution, that read durood upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Durood is cooling, and not just cooling for the outward body, it's cooling for the heart, it will make your body cool. And he said, dress according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The presenter says, oh, here's one comment, gee, he just like overlooked it. And somebody else said, no, you put a bottle of ice in your room and a fan in front, it will cool the whole room. He says, yes, that looks like something we should try. So what is the actual solutions that we take it for granted? we don't appreciate and we don't use it. Allahu Akbar. Like Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat Hazrat Maulana Shafi Thani Rahmatullah Ali was traveling in a train one day, and there was a person also in the train, and he had a dog, a big dog with him, and that dog was troubling him all the time. So Hazrat explained him, whose dog is this? He says, my master's dog, I have to look after it, and I have to take care of the dog. Then Hazrat explained to him that it's not nice to keep a dog. So he says, why it's not nice to keep a dog? Hazrat says, there's two reasons I can give you. I can give you the actual reason, or I can give you the scientific reason. So he says, when you hear scientific, he says, no, I want to hear the scientific reason. Then Hazrat told him the dog, the bad qualities of the dog, etc. And what would the sobat, the company you in that dog, all the bad qualities will come within you. So then he realized, no, it's quite bad to keep a dog. Then he says, Hazrat, you say the actual reason. He says, the actual reason is the command of Allah. It is the command of Allah. So, and that is the main reason. But he says, that don't make sense to me. The scientific reason makes sense. Allahu Akbar. Like Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allahu Akbar. First, a woman came to her and saw and asked, oh, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, our beloved mother, that we see the command of Allah ta'ala, that woman folk, that during the month, they get certain monthly days, that yes, they can't perform their namaz, they can't keep roza, etc. So when it comes to salah, when they must their salah in those days, they don't have to make qaza of it. But if it is a month of Ramadan and they couldn't keep those rozas, they have to make qaza of it. So they ask her, that what is the difference? That we have to keep qaza of the rozas, but we don't have to make qaza of our salah. She answered so beautifully that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. What we want, what better logic than that? That all where all human brains come to an end, that is where Allah's command only starts. So what we are looking for logic and we are looking for research, etc., when wholeheartedly we should accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see how Allah ta'ala will bless us with unlimited favors. And you love like the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's mercy will come upon you in torrents. But when you forget you're the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you expect that I must get this, I must get that, and then you fall into depression, etc. So we should realize we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise Allah ta'ala says, I made you a human being, ashraful makhlukat. But you don't realize who you are, then summa rajadna asfala safihin. We will lower you to the lowest of earth. Even animals will feel shy. Is this an animal or am I an animal? Shaitan will feel shy. Is this shaitan or I am shaitan? That today you hear on the news, what do you hear? It's not insaniyat that somebody will rape a small baby, somebody will rape an old woman, will murder this one, will stab that one, will steal. That is not insaniyat. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ عَيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Look at these people. We made them human beings. We gave them brains. We gave them hearts to think, to have feelings. Today, Allah Akbar, it's not a human being that you can stab somebody and don't have feeling. You can murder somebody and you don't have feeling. You can kill somebody and even drink his blood. That is not human beings. Allah says, we gave you a heart, but you got no heart. Now you got a stone, you not even a rock in your bosom. So it's, we gave you a heart and you don't have a heart. We gave you eyes to recognize Allah. We gave you eyes to appreciate your parents. One look at your father, your mother would love Hajj and Umrah sawab. But we gave you all this and you're not looking, you're looking at haram. You're looking at porn. You're casting evil glances. So it's like you got no ears. You have no eyes. We gave you ears to listen the commands of Allah, to listen to beautiful Quran Sharif tilawat, to listen to the zikr of Allah. But you listening to music, then you got time to listen to gossip, you got time to listen to ghibat. So Allah says, it is as if you got no ears, you're not appreciating the favors of Allah. So such people, Allah Ta'ala says, ulaika kal an'am, these are like animals. Allah says, me first, then all of us, we should ponder and think, we shouldn't just look askance, no, it's that one. I should check myself, am I using my eyes properly? Am I using my ears properly? My mind, am I thinking properly? Nobody knows what I am thinking. But Allahu Akbar, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say so beautifully, Aankho ki choriya aur dilo ki raaz, to sab janta hai beniya. That what I am stealing with the side of my eyes, even walking with my wife in the shopping center, and with the side of my eyes I'm flirting and looking at a woman, you might think she doesn't know. Allah knows. So it shows that Allah is saying you're stealing with the eyes. That is, that you're making khiyanat with your eyes. Khiyanat means that Allah has trusted us. Out of trust, Allah says you are a trustworthy person. Never mind, you keep this trust of mine. You keep this eyes. But if a person, somebody trusts you, and you make khiyanat, when he asks you that give me my amanat back, I gave this 100,000 for you to keep, you say, no, where you gave me? It's my money. So that person is made khiyanat, he breached that trust. So Allah Ta'ala says, when you're looking at haram, you are breaching the trust of Allah Ta'ala. So you don't deserve that eyes. But Allah is tolerant. Allah Ta'ala still gives us time. And then Allah Ta'ala says that dilo ki raaz, what's in the heart, also Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah Ta'ala knows exactly what you are thinking. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when you look, cast evil glances, now you cooking haram biryani in your heart. That now how can I get her contact number? How can I make contact with this woman? How can I start talking? So all that haram palau is cooking in your heart. And now you're standing in front of Allah in salat also. You're not thinking of Allah. You're thinking of something haram. Or you're thinking bad of somebody. Even you are tahajjud guzar, but somebody walks in the masjid with no beard, for example, or just dressed in maybe fashion, and now you think, look at that man. How is it? Yes, you should feel hurt if somebody breaks the commands of Allah. Feel hurt for that sin, but don't fear to think bad of that person. Our Dada Shaykh teaches us a very, very great usul and principle. He says, "Ae zaid-e nada, isi gunegar ko hakeer mat samjho." He says, oh person, you might be a zaid, ascetic, that you say you're not worried about dunya. You are not so concerned, you stay away from things of dunya. Very good quality if you are really a zaid. Don't fool yourself to think you are zaid. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, some people say, I don't need money, I'll kick the money away. Says, then how are you going to buy your loaf of bread? Allah Ta'ala's system is, the money is also a ni'mat of Allah. Earn it the right way, use it the right way. It's a great ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So understand what it means that I'm disinclined from the world. Disinclined from those things that make me unmindful of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So if you think, mashallah, you paban with your salah, you dress in sunnat also, and you are here making tahajjud also, but you see another person that he is still involved in some haram, some sin, you should feel pain that the person is just breaking the command of Allah. Make dua for that person, but don't think low of that person. Because which manner he can make tawbah, and his akhirat is made, the same moment you can be making bad zan, thinking bad of him, and that moment Malakul Maut comes, and that moment he decides, hey, I must change my life. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained, there were two brothers. One brother was very paban with his salah, everything, living in the same house, and both staying upstairs. And the other brother was passing his life in haram, and entertainment, and going to clubs, and etc. So this brother that was paban with his namaz, a shaitan beguiled him in such a way, Allah knows best. And our Hazrat explains, when we get caught up in any major sin, it's not just you got caught up that time. You look at the roots, something you did many years before that. Some action you did before. Like Hazrat says, for example, a person disrespects the ulama-i-kiram, for example. Then you see, you just meet up sometimes with a Shia person in the haram, and he talks to you, and you get overtaken. Ulama say, mustn't mix up with Shia, but see how humble they are. See how kind they are, he's giving me his number, etc. And you get overtaken with that person, and you see next thing you'll end up, you start thinking like him, and your beliefs are getting concocted like him, you becoming a Shia. So now that is a azab from Allah Ta'ala. Because you showed disrespect to some great person of Allah, you showed disrespect to some wali of Allah, maybe many years ago, and you didn't make tawbah, and here Allah Ta'ala brings this type of great punishment upon you. You fall into a trap, you become a Salafi, you become a Shia. So we should be careful, and we should ponder and think that whatever comes upon us, it is what we didn't check our lives before that. We didn't make tawbah istighfar. So a person should all the time be concerned and worried that am I using my eyes properly? Am I using my ears properly? So all these things are the very, very special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, if you don't appreciate I made you a human being, and you don't learn how to love to be a human being, and Allah ta'ala has sent practical examples. Without following the practical examples, you won't know how to become a human being. You can't just read translation of Qur'an-i Kareem, Bukhari Sharif, or going to the internet and you get information of deen. You won't know how to become a human being, sir. That is why Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, agar insan banna ho, to mere khan ka miyaj dao. If you want to become a big Sufi, then go somewhere else. That if you think you want to become a person, fools himself, I'm making zikr, everything, I'm a big Sufi, but you're still not even an insan properly. You're causing takleef to your wife, mother of the night, you're getting up for tahajjud, and you're banging the bathroom door, and you're owning the big light, and she is maybe tired, she slept late, she made your khidmat, and she is tired. Now you expect, you are big buzur, you must get up, all that, you're like a boss, bang the door, and that also affects her. So all that takleef you're giving her, what is the thing, reward of this tahajjud salah? So we should understand and realize that you don't think low of any person. Otherwise, we are making barbad of our amal. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us after that, how you become a real human being. That follow the friends of Allah. And the first thing to become a human being, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Iman, recognize Allah. And when you recognize, the recognition of Allah is the most important pillar in our life. Iman is the basis and is the most important thing. Today we are worried of everything else. Renew our passport, renew our license, etc. People from foreign countries, they want to renew their asylum papers, etc. Who is the concern of renewing our iman? Whereas iman, as we live in the environment and mix with people, etc., all this gets tainted. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us that first of all, check your iman. Check your iman. Keep your iman intact. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, Jadidu imanakum. Renew your iman all the time. By bikathrati la ilaha illallah. Making zikr of Allah Ta'ala regularly. And then not only that, check your aqaid. And particularly this month of Safar, particularly we should be checking our iman all the time. But particularly this month of Safar, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala also, that you have brought iman. Your iman is strong, but your pagan customs, your forefathers had some wrong beliefs, wrong ideologies. See that doesn't taint your iman. They used to say the month of Safar is a bad luck month. The month of Safar is no good for men. This is a wrong belief and all types of superstition. And our Hazrat teaches us, we must not think that was the days of Jahiliyyah. Today also you'll see good people, Dada, Nana, the Tahajjud Guzar. But when somebody is getting married in the family, they say, which date we can set? They say, same time, Safar no mayno, Aro ni mayno. They don't make it in Safar. Safar is a bad luck month. This is part of our kai. That means our beliefs are wrong. What that Tahajjud is going to help us? So to correct our beliefs. And then don't have all superstition, wrong beliefs. Today, we see, till today, you see people got this belief. A black cat run across the road when you're driving. Oh, away musibat. Night, something is going to happen. A cat is meowing at night and you hear the cries of the cat. You tell the wife, tomorrow, mayat news. The poor cat, our chef says, was giving birth. She was going through the pangs of birth and she's crying and you putting your trust in the cat. And then the other thing today, very common in the ummah, which affects our iman directly, we don't obey Allah's command, as the Allah is saying in Surah Yasin, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Allah sends the Nabi to remind them, change your life. See how you're loving. They say, you came with bad luck. What you telling us, all this bad luck thing. So now the Nabi says, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. The bad luck is what you, فَإِنْ زُكْتِبْتُمْ, if you only take a lesson. Your bad actions bring repercussions upon you. And in Islam, there's nothing like bad luck. Islam is a positive religion. But when we disobey Allah, repercussions come upon us. So they say, if you only take a lesson, Allah says, "Ain zukitum, balantum komu musifun." You are going beyond the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, you don't want to accept, you pass on the buck. You don't control your eyes, now you're having problem at home, you say, the wife is not treating me nice. You don't run your business properly, you say, I don't know, somebody made jadu. So jadu is a scapegoat. Now instead of correcting your life, you're going to the amil. The amil must tell you there's something wrong. He has to make his money. He has to loot your money, he has to loot your izzat, your wife's izzat. And how guna makes you clog your mind, that the amil will tell you, you have to leave your daughter with me. 18, 19 years, because she's got very strong jadu. I'll treat her at night, tomorrow you can fetch her. And our minds are clogged, we leave our daughters with them. Allah Akbar, our Shaykh says, if you put butter in front of fire, it won't melt. It must melt. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to make fikr of our iman. Protect it, check our iman regularly, and then the protection of iman is amilu saliha. Do our good deeds, and see that we see our iman is increasing. Then Allah says, falahum ajrun ghayru mamnoon. This is a real human being. Now you can progress to become a Muslim. You can progress to become a mu'min. Then a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what stages you can reach, the malaika will envy us. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and understanding. And wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهد لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وآله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.